You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hello, and welcome to Drunken Confessions, episode 20, with Cass, Amy, our beautiful head engineer, Stephanie.
Aww. Yeah, I just get an Amy? No.
Wait.
But your last name is Horny.
Oh, here we go.
Her maiden name.
In the field.
I remembered.
Yes, her maiden name is...
Hornyfield.
No, it's not. It's Hornfeld. Get it right.
And that male voice you heard, the second one, was Jeremy.
Hi.
He's decided to join us again. And the one, and thank God, the only Dave is also back again this week.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
You're not Lionel Richie.
It sounded like Lion Orgy from back here.
Really?
Yeah.
Lion Orgy?
Yeah. Not Lionel Richie.
I think that's
Lion
the porn
Orgy.
Version of Lion King.
Lion Orgy, yeah.
Well, then. Hey, it's a circle of life or the circle of something.
Hakuna Matata.
The circle jerk.
It's a different song. It's Hakuna Matata's.
And if it feels good.
And the circle jerk of life. Yes.
Well, yeah, I like it.
So this is our first time we're actually broadcasting live.
I know. Tonight. We are absolutely live.
Stephanie pushed our buttons.
I pushed all the right buttons. I always do.
I hear that about you.
I mean, I keep saying there's video. You can do video. Like, you guys always go Facebook Live. This can happen, too.
I could do video, but no, I'm good. Amy's hair's not done today, so she doesn't want to do video.
We're good.
Not today.
Just the weather was really crappy, and my hair is kind
of
frilly.
Let her do some shots. And that might change. So go ahead. Let's do our first shot of the
night. All right. Cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
Welcome
to episode 20. To my favorite night of the week.
Wednesday.
I've recently done way too many shots in the studio, so.
Yeah, we heard. I put you on speakerphone and was listening to you karaoke. Chuck?
Charlie Leduff, yeah.
Yeah. We were listening to you guys karaoke.
A bottle of whiskey later, we had all kinds of fun. Yeah.
I was very excited. I had to text my sister because my sister had a huge crush on him when he was on Fox 2. And so I was like, guess who's in podcast?
So how'd you end up with him?
So laughably, so it was supposed to be this, as all of my stories, it was nothing was expected. I came down here to do a corporate show, like a white label session that like isn't even on the network. And I get here and, you know, it's like 4 o'clock and their guest still isn't here. And I was like, who are you waiting on? And they were like, oh, Charlie Leduff. And I went, oh, I'm like, well, this should be entertaining. Like I've done a few things. Like he's always a fun guest. So he finally gets here at like 4:15 and it was like, well, you know, let's go grab a drink before we get started. So let me grab a drink before we get started. Now keep in mind, they were supposed to start recording at 4. So we finally start recording at like 5:30. By the time we're all like the four
so
of us are in here bullshitting,
you've already got a good.
And we had a couple drinks while you know before we started recording, and so then they record, and then we walk downstairs and we grab a couple smokes, and Charlie looks at me and he's like, hey, and the guys because they were down here from Lansing and they had to take off because they had to drive back, and so Charlie looks at me and he's like, hey, he's like, we should go back in the studio. He's like, I'm not going to lie. I was going to give you a lot of shit about like, you know, the whole like hipster central, but this is actually a really cool spot. I got a really cool vibe out of your place. Let's go hang out in the studio some
That's
more.
Awesome.
I'm like, all right. So we get up here.
And the next thing you know, drunken karaoke.
Well, no. So that no, not the next thing. The next thing you know, he goes, hey, you got anything to drink in here? And I'm like, well, as a matter of fact, I do have several bottles of whiskey. He's like, well, you should probably open one. All right, let's do that. So, that was number two.
Dave's like,
between the watermelon and that. Yeah. That's yeah.
Dave's like, I got you.
Oh yeah. So we So basically a bottle of whiskey later, we talked about everything from the history of Detroit and
butt
the suburbs
stuff.
No, actually, butt stuff never came up. That's only when you're
no,
in studio.
No, that was the conversation.
That was our conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. The same exact time.
That's only when you drink.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty sure they talked about butt stuff, but that's fine.
Oh. Yeah, it's okay.
He won't admit it.
But we had a great time. And then he was like, you know what? I want to hear this song because it reminds me of my mom. So we played Close to You by the Carpenters and we were both singing over it. And then I was like, you know what?
You guys had a Tommy Boy moment?
I'm like, if you get to play a song for your mom, then I'm playing a song for my mom. And I threw The Gambler on. And he was like, you're recording all this, right? I'm like, you're damn right I am. And he's like, you guys go live with stuff, don't you? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, please tell me this is live. And I'm like, all right. So I clicked the other button. And he's like, now I want to hear this song, this song, this song. And I was like, all right. So I just kept queuing up songs. And, yeah, we just sat here drunk as shit.
Oh, we listened to a few of them, you guys singing.
Yeah, it was very off-key, but entertaining.
Well, I don't know Merle Haggard. And he's apparently a big Merle Haggard fan.
Well, we had it on speaker at my house, and then the dog started howling.
Which probably sounded better.
All right.
Ain't that the truth? Yeah, that day was... in the life.
Yeah, so, yes, out of that 3.5 hours, I did manage to grab about a 32-minute segment that I threw out with our episode from Monday night. So that was
– okay. Yeah. Very cool. Yeah, no, that was awesome. We were – like I said, we were eavesdropping a little bit.
That was fun.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm sure you got some drunken confessions out of him.
Wow, dude. Like that was – the whole like
– nope.
Out of that 3.5 hours –
You can't like, tell us secrets.
No, you don't understand. These aren't secrets. Like, he was insistent that that footage get used. So, like, that 32 minutes was just, like, my first attempt at, okay, here's me not making an ass out of myself, mostly.
You didn't – I'm guessing you didn't hear yourself karaoke.
No, that's not that's not included in what
okay,
I
okay.
Definitely a lie.
You know, and here's, you know, us not dropping an F-bomb every 4 seconds. But no, there's still 3 hours out there that he was insistent that most of that has to get out live. No, we did. We talked about life, the universe, and everything. He's a great dude.
Really?
Hands down, possibly one of the best conversations I've ever had.
We should invite him on our show.
I was going to say, Dave, hook us up. Get him on our drunken confession show. We'll all party with him.
And we'll get Amy a bib because she'll be drooling the whole time.
No, I won't be.
You knew who he was.
Well, because my sister has the huge crush on him. So
she was not the one with the crush.
Well, I remember him from going down the River Rouge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that. Yeah,
I really
like
that.
One was
that you
awesome.
Did something like that.
Well, yeah, we talked about that.
Ding,
we talked
ding,
about
ding, 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 ding! It's time for our first drunken confession.
What are you trying to keep the show
Steph.
On track?
Yeah. I have one job. I'm the head engineer. Okay.
I know. I keep meaning to buy you new pads.
Are you good at head? Say what you're saying.
I'm saying I am pretty damn good at my job.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Glad
so Cass, pull
I wish I got
the
paid
first.
Oh, nope, Jeremy.
Jeremy,
is.
Jeremy, pull the.
Oh, what the hell? I'm always the guinea pig.
You're
no,
up.
No, well, you just pull one. We're not gonna do a Dave move and like go through everything.
Just grab one and give me the box back.
I didn't pull it yet. I'm
oh my gosh!
Nope, you're reading
ah,
it.
He's reading them.
He is. Pull it out and give me the box.
Somebody.
Oh wait. Yeah.
Give me the box back.
Somebody no. just.
Give me the box back.
What's in the box?
We're about to find out.
Ever had sex / made out with someone and you didn't even know their name?
Stephanie says yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yes, it's all around.
But
we
it's just
united.
Made out. It's not sex because it oh, was yeah. made out because it was the yeah. guy I had the one night stand with. That wasn't technically a one night stand.
Yeah,
I don't
me
know
too.
What his name was.
Yeah, it was just making out for me as well. Like, if I'm going to fuck somebody, I need to know
yeah.
their name.
You have to know the right name to call out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
don't want to be like, Jason, Mark.
Just baby.
Julio.
I haven't given you my name yet.
Do you really think a guy would care if you called him the wrong name, though?
No, that's yeah. so there is a, the rodeo F. I forget if this is an explicit show or not.
Oh yes, yes.
Okay, so the rodeo
stuff.
Fuck
no, it's not.
is when you're banging a girl and then you call her by the wrong name and then see how long you can stay on.
I
8 seconds.
Now I heard that, but that was by calling her sister's name.
Well, that presumes she has a sister.
Well, yeah.
Don't ever
so,
try that, husband.
You have a sister.
Yeah, I don't even
And you have to be doing it
definitely
doggy
one of my
style.
Fantasies.
You're supposed to be doing it doggy style, too, I heard.
Yeah, yes. That's what I heard, too. Okay. And right, yeah, you grab him by the hair and yeah. it's
ponytails.
The whole thing.
So, Cass, how was your week?
Amy's changing the subject
I am.
Real
I'm
quick.
Totally changing the subject real quick. How was your week?
My week was fine.
Yeah?
Nothing interesting whatsoever that I know of. Did I have anything interesting? Amy remembers my life more than I do.
I know, because I hang out with you all the time.
Because I'm worried. So I spent the week with Amy, so Amy and I are both have
a week. Oh, except for when you went out to dinner with your friend.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did go out. And I'm going out tomorrow with after work people, and then Oh, Friday. We're doing a seance Friday. We got a Ouija board at Amy's house. So, okay. So I got to tell you guys this story. So Amy decides last week we're going to do a spur of the moment seance at her house. And she insists, like, Amy and Stephanie are drunk.
Really?
I didn't think we were. At that point, I thought we were
No,
pretty...
you guys were. Trust me. No, you were. Okay. So anyway.
let's be clear.
Allegedly. Okay,
they can't even argue with me. That's how, so let's just take.
I don't know. All right, so we were under control.
So, no, Amy.
We were very under control,
Amy,
girl.
Amy, you insisted we do a seance. And so she's like, all right, we have to sit down and join hands. So we sit at the table. I'm like, can I just use one? I want to be on my phone. And Amy's like, no, you got to join hands. And then we sit there and join hands. And I'm like, okay, so how do you do a seance? Amy's like, I don't know. I'm like, are you kidding me? So then Jeremy starts making jokes.
Don't one of you, like, doesn't one of the people involved have to be a medium?
Yeah, no. It was a really bad idea.
Stephanie's a medium. I know, I'm a large.
With a seance, I think
if one is a medium, but, we have way better chances.
With the seance, we had no idea what we were doing.
No,
so then
it was just had
for
no
fun.
Idea.
Well, it was just for fun.
Well,
we still had fun.
So Amy's trying to do it, and Jeremy starts making jokes.
I'm laughing.
So I'm laughing at Jeremy's jokes, and then I'm included. She's screaming at Jeremy and me.
Okay, she wasn't screaming.
Well, she was angry.
Thank you.
You were not screaming.
Thank you. She raised her voice, though.
There's a difference, though.
Whatever.
Voices raised.
Anyways, we're moving on.
Screaming.
So anyway, it was really funny. So we're going to try it again this
week. We rang the bell.
We have a Ouija board.
Because the Ouija board... makes it, all the difference.
It will.
Plus,
so Amy's going to have demons in her house
this
weekend.
It is Friday the 13th and a full moon.
Ooh.
Are you guys coming?
I can't. Aww. But I'm definitely having sex that night.
On the full moon?
Yes. Mm.
Interesting. With somebody else or by yourself?
It all depends.
We'll find out who shows up.
With or without fur all over your body.
Oh, snap.
Okay, so speaking of having sex, quick reminder... we are going to be at the Kink Ball.
Nice segue. Yeah. Amy with the segue.
That's good.
So, I know, I have my moments. Uh-huh. So, we'll be at the Kink Ball.
It's what, 2 weeks from this Saturday?
Yes.
Yep.
September 28th.
So excited.
I still have mixed emotions, but the excitement is overpowering the nervousness. Now,
I am going to be videotaping Amy's reaction when she first goes in. I just will. Sorry.
She's going to be like a newborn, just like.
I know.
Well, my understanding, won't I be already there when people are walking in?
Well, there is going to be staff and people setting up that have, like, their goods that they're selling, and also people that have equipment that they have set up for people to use.
Oh, yeah.
Which,
before, I got to make sure to bring some money.
And so maybe.
Will there be tentacles?
No, it's a Kink Ball. It's not like an Asian tentacle porn.
We're not talking anime right now.
Shim isn't coming.
You know. Yeah. Yeah, Shim's not invited.
We're not doing anime porn right now.
Okay, so the Liquid Red Kink Ball is in Westland. It'll be at the Token Lounge on September 28th. Doors open at 9. Is that correct?
Yep.
You can purchase tickets online or at the door. Mm-hmm. Is that so correct?
Yep.
Okay. Look, I'm that excited. I educated myself.
Be there.
I love it.
We'll interview anybody who comes to our table.
Yes. I'm excited for people
We're
gonna to
have
sit down.
Fun
and...
questions.
So, and the best part is, I believe one of our other shows, Dr. Joe Court.
He's not going to be there.
Yeah. Who is amazing.
Okay.
Have you listened to his shows?
I've listened to a little bit, not a lot, though.
So go back and listen to his first two episodes, because his first two episodes were with the people that run the MI Rope crew.
Okay.
And then like Dominatrix and then the people that are like people that'll honestly probably be at this event.
his people and our well,
the
our
rope
people.
Crew, do they make macrame plant hangers?
Oh, wow.
yes, but they look and function more like bras.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, they're for hangers.
Mm-hmm. So we are excited, and we will keep putting out more information out there on our Facebook Live videos and on our podcast until we get there. What are we talking about tonight, Cass?
What are we talking about? We're talking about
actually,
my shirt.
Actually, before we get to that, I want to give a shout out to my niece.
Okay. Yeah.
I Kayla. Can't forget to do this. My oldest niece turned 21 this month, and now she is just all about Drunken Confessions. Mm-hmm. And she has been posting and sharing everything about this podcast. Mm-hmm. And she's actually sending me
Thunder. Sorry, I'm just here we are in a big metal box.
Struck by lightning,
and
right
it's
now.
All thunder and lightning.
Here we are in a big metal box, and there's lightning everywhere.
Safest place to be.
Just don't touch anything.
Until
metal.
It comes through the window and hits me in the back.
All right, you guys just hover over the ground. You'll be fine. Okay.
That's not how that works. Not how any of that works.
Right. Yeah, you can't get hurt.
But anyway, so your niece.
Yeah, so she's been texting me like memes, like you should post this on your website.
Yeah.
And then she shared our links today and was like, oh, all my friends, you know, she's in college. She works. Great kid. Well, not really a kid anymore. She's 21, but I just want to thank you very much, Kayla, for all the shout outs.
Thanks, Kayla.
You hear that thunder, man? That shit's
loud. Well, you can actually see like really strong lightning bolts behind Dave right now. And
stay away from because of
if
Dave.
If it's lightning, I'm staying away from Dave. I'm glad I'm the furthest away.
Have I blasphemed yet today?
Not yet.
I'm staying the furthest away from him. So, but yeah, so today's episode is all about the shirt I'm wearing, which is words that people hate.
And we can't clothing? Give away, we can't give away what your shirt says yet.
No, because that's the number one worst word.
We'll get to it.
We were researching this. Actually, I did the research on this, if you can believe that shit. I actually
this
did
is
something.
Episode 20 is the very first episode that Cass did all the work for.
Woo! Who knew I had it in me?
Wow.
I know, right?
So, I mean, I'm assuming Tom.
Tell
him
what.
Wow.
Ding, ding, ding. That was bad.
We need to get another bell.
I know.
We got to buy more bells.
I'll bring another one down.
I'll just mouth bell.
Down? From where?
We have like 30 in the Royal Oak Studios.
Oh, Royal Oak. Okay. I'm like down. I'm looking up. I'm like.
All right, so Cass came up with
20
of them, and then I participated with helping her put them in order, our opinion. So, number 20.
Cheater.
All right, Amy, you can start.
Number 20 is juicy.
A lot of people hate the word juicy.
We don't hate that word.
It doesn't bug me.
No. Doesn't bother me.
Only when it's written across the back of a pair of sweatpants on a really on a girl with like cottage cheese ass.
That is not
a girl. That's not.
I am no skinny. I am no skinny mini.
Like if it takes me more than 4 seconds to read the word,
right?
That might be a problem.
Right. Yeah. If it's juicy, it's because you didn't wipe well enough, honey. Because look at the size of that. Sorry. That's how. Did I just say that? I'm sorry. No, I mean, when you say baby's got back, it's me. I have a lot of back, but that's bad. Sorry. I hate that. There's certain things that you should not draw attention to.
I know. If you see lightning bolt coming through that window for me, you better talk.
Duck. Oh, yeah, we have time to
ducking,
let you know.
I'm like jumping.
Like we have time.
Woo woo.
All right, that brings us to number 9.
No, 19.
Sorry.
She's skipping over.
We went from 20, the next one's number 9, and then the next one's 14, and then 2,
then
17.
That is only her third beer. It literally has 1% alcohol.
And you know what? No, I'm not drunk, but the worst thing is I'm a banker, so the fact that I went from 20 to 9 is really bad. But hey, I make our bank a lot of money.
I'm just going to say you're very relaxed and not
been in my groove, man. You're in my groove thing going.
We also don't bank at your job.
No, I don't. Well, yeah, I actually do bank there.
No, but we don't.
No, but you guys need to because, you know.
Okay, going on. What's number 19?
But you have number
panties.
Problems.
Panties.
Okay.
Panties.
I don't like the word panties. Feel like underwear is suitable to cover all the things that you wear underneath your clothes.
Yeah, but panties aren't supposed to cover everything underneath your clothes.
No.
That's why it's dirty.
Panties sounds so stupid. It's
if you're going crotchless, you have to have crotchless panties. You don't have crotchless underwear.
I will take crotchless underwear. Really?
That means they're worn out.
Those are just boxers with the slit move.
I'm sorry, Jeremy. That was a good one.
I just don't like the word panties.
That's okay. There's nothing.
No,
that's why it's on the list.
It doesn't super offend me, but I won't like. It's not a word that I use. And when I hear people say it, I'm just kind of like,
panties.
I do have to tell you, the reason why it's on the list is because that's what I say. I say panties. Guys wear underwear. Women wear panties. So even.
Because they're short pants.
Christmas shopping for my nieces, I'll tell my sister and brother-in-law, I bought the girls like panties for their stockings, and my brother-in-law will cringe. My girls do not wear panties. They wear underwear. And he gets very mad at me about it.
It's,
so
I did have to change the word.
Try to your daughters get older and you go to switch loads because they left their laundry in there and you're pulling out thongs. And you're like,
mind you,
oh,
my nieces
no.
are 21, 18, and 14. It's not.
Yeah. They're old enough to have.
Yeah.
Panties. All right, Amy, number 18. I got this right.
Smear.
Smear.
Now, smear. Or schmear.
Smear.
Smear.
Okay.
That doesn't bother me.
What's a schmear?
Smear.
So schmear is typically Jewish deli, mm-hmm. schmear of cream cheese. Yeah.
We're talking like smears on panties.
Like, you know.
That are juicy.
Sometimes. Oh, we have just triggered
juicy panties.
Or they could be crusty
really
when they dry out.
Juicy panty smears Dave have like their own little game going now.
I know. Juicy panty smears that are 17 anus. So I guess these all kind of go together. Amy, you're the one that put these in order, you nasty bitch.
Now it's a smear the same as a streak.
Did you get sick almost over
okay,
the word
no,
anus?
No, she's laughing. I have anus at 17 because it doesn't really bother me, but used in the right
anus
context.
Anal bothers her. Oh, Amy's going red again.
Ba-dum-sh.
Okay.
See, this is why I need a bell. Go ahead. Your bell game is weak.
Okay, here.
Thank you. I'll take it.
Well, I didn't want to ring the bell for my own barbs.
Well, I would have done
it. I can't hit the bell now.
I know you can't.
Purposely. All right, what's number 16?
You weren't hitting
all
the
right.
bell when you needed to.
16 is
I got
clot.
A cowbell.
Which I, yeah, clot.
Clot?
Yeah.
I think the only reason that anybody is weirded out by that is because it's something to do with, like, bodily
blood
fluids.
Yeah.
And,
well, that's yeah. what smear is, too, because you think of, like, a pap smear. That's kind of
yeah,
gross.
But a smear, it's like, so you can, like, smash a bug and smear it
or you can
across
smear
the window.
Boogers across your face by, you know,
a smear can be non-bodily related.
It can be.
Time for a drunken confession.
Oh, really?
See, look what happens when I get
confess.
What?
Confess!
Oh my gosh!
You wow! Better confessions.
All right, Jeremy, you're
for all
me.
For all you Game of Thrones fans. That's okay. what. That's where that was coming from. Cass has no idea what we're.
I
talking
thought that was like
oh, no,
the Spanish Inquisition
because yeah, right,
that's
right.
what I was feeling from that.
So
like,
yeah,
the Spanish
totally.
Inquisition.
Both. Yeah. Same.
All right, next. Ooh, thunder.
And lightning.
What have you ever stolen? The hearts of all my fans. Nice. What have I stolen? When I was 8 years old, I stole a, it's the only thing I've ever stolen. When I was eight, I stole a Smurf pencil from Gales and Wyandotte, which is no longer there.
I've never stolen anything except Jeremy's heart.
Oh, I just threw up in my mouth.
I really have never stolen anything.
No? Never?
A Furby?
Even when you did
the B&E? Yeah. It.
That was just
somebody,
damage.
Somebody stole it for me. So is that better than stealing yourself?
Well, now I
receiving
like,
stolen goods.
Now I look like the bad guy being the
no,
only
dude,
one
so I had this weird.
Stolen.
That's
I this,
just intelligent.
I went through this weird, yeah,
criminal mastermind.
I went through this weird klepto phase when I was like in fourth grade, where there was a store in the mall that had these, like they kept this display, like right outside the store. And it was like rings with NFL football teams on them. And I think over the course of 2 weeks, I probably nabbed about 80 of them.
Oh, my God.
And
my precious.
How much they sell for?
Know, right? Oh, they were like a buck. Like they weren't like.
$80.
Yeah, but yeah. $80. That's almost yeah. a felony, son.
No, felony's 1,000 and higher.
Yes.
I thought it was 100.
No.
See, that's how much I know about.
I think larceny is 500.
Yep. So it was petty. But no, wow. Yeah, so it was just, yeah, that was my weird klepto phase.
The fact that you guys know that scares me. But anyway, Jeremy.
Jeremy,
after knowing these guys, it takes a lot
well,
more than that.
As I always tell the police, I plead the fifth.
Statute of limitations, got to carry the three. But yeah,
good,
yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, so I'm past that too, right?
All right.
So, all right, so number 15
is you. Phlegm.
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 Again, it
you know
not
what?
Bother
you know what bothers
us?
Me.
Honestly, I'm just annoyed that it has
that.
A G in it. That isn't.
That's what I said.
That's my only annoyance about
no,
that.
Oh, he stole your thunder.
He did because that was what I was saying. saying I hate the
like,
pandemic.
Honestly, you know, like, I would cross off phlegm.
This is why you and Dave are friends.
You know what word annoys me? Quinoa. That word annoys me. Why? Because it's a pretentious little fucking word. But it's quinoa. It looks like it quinoa.
That's what I called it for the longest time until somebody corrected me. And I
you
was
pretentious
like,
little grain. Fuck you. You're quinoa.
But this isn't about, well, this isn't about like pronunciations because I have a list of words that I cannot pronounce.
No, it's not about not pronouncing them right. It's that they fucking annoy me.
I know. because this is why Dave and I think the same way when it comes to this kind of stuff. Because if I'm guessing right, you were in the whole phonics age too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
on phonics works for me.
We can read.
Hooked on phonics fucked me up when it comes to spelling.
Okay, so what's number 14?
Number 14 is secrete. So it can be either cool or it can be like the frog just secreted a bunch of goo everywhere.
I like
the right frog, they secrete good shit.
Isn't it? Is it toad?
Toad again.
Isn't it toad?
No, there are frogs, the little poison frogs down in South America.
But those are the toads that you're supposed
to
lick.
No, you lick
toads. No, there are toads. No, there are toads that do too. But there are frogs too. Yeah.
You lick the toads, you kiss the frogs.
Unless it's really sharp colors.
Don't you know if you kiss a frog prints?
Yeah.
I was there.
Dave tried it several times looking for his own prints, and when he didn't find one, he was like, I guess I'll
Well, he had all these guys pop up, and none of them were prints.
Oh, yeah. I was looking for prints.
Yeah, he's like
I wanted Little Red Corvette. I wanted. I was heinously lied to.
Oh, God.
I was like, kiss a frog. Ah, pussy control. No, right? Never happened.
Darling Nikki.
As a writer, I personally love the word secrete because I think it gives people a very
visceral
reaction. And like when you think of the word secrete, like you can see it. And I want people to see that.
Yes.
If I ever use that. Word.
Right. The other one that went with secrete was like excrete, which is kind of the same thing. So we just narrowed it down to secrete. So.
Yeah, for me, that word's more like a kind of wrap it up in the same genre as phlegm. That's like a medical term.
Oh, phlegm and mucus, snot. Like, you know, I thought you were a booger,
but
you're snot.
A gross word.
All right. So I don't know how I got stuck having to read the next one because I don't like this word.
Because that's the one you came up with,
I'll
Amy.
Read it.
I know. Actually, no, that was Amy's word.
Are you sure?
Amy's the one that
I
came up with this
one of
word.
Her words with this one because it does bother me.
Yeah.
I hate when people call somebody else a twat.
I love it.
I don't twat.
Better than a cunt.
We actually took that off the
that
list, Jeremy.
Oh, you need to put that back on the list.
No, we took that off the list because we weren't going to say the C word today, but thank you, Jeremy.
We have See You Next Tuesday on there, but
cunt twat is for women.
Twat waffle. No. Giggle inducing.
I was going to say, I love twat waffle. I think that is the funniest like phrase. Like, it's so stupid.
I don't
but
know.
You have to, you have
like
to say it with
somebody...
the British accent. You have to call somebody a... You... Twat waffle?
No, yeah, because
you bloody twat.
I feel like if somebody says you're such a twat, like, it's such an insult. Like,
but
ew,
why?
That's not even funny.
Okay, the word twat is supposed to mean vagina. So right. Why is it an insult? Like, call me a twat. Fuck yeah,
know.
I'm strong as shit and awesome. Yes, yes, I am.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And she's like, what's your problem?
Exactly. Yes.
All right. So the next one after twat is... pubes.
Which that one doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me unless you find one in your feud.
Yes.
In your feud?
Food. I think
feud.
I find
are you Icelandic?
Too, right?
Yeah.
Welcome to family food.
No, actually.
I thought I heard
survey
that.
Survey says.
Right. Screw you guys. I'm going home. No, actually, I bit my tongue really bad last night in my
show
sleep.
Me potato salad.
So I've been having a lisp all day today. Because
it's fine.
Because my tongue's really swollen.
But we have to tease you. You know that.
Okay. Then
so tonight's
I
the,
you. I bit,
so then tonight's
I
the night for you to be into women.
No.
Well, I mean, your tongue's all swollen. I mean,
but I'm not moving it around because it hurts.
So what's number 11?
Oh my God.
A word that I don't want to say.
Gimme.
Number 11.
What? I already said this word.
I know. I don't say it.
See you next Tuesday?
No.
Pussy.
We told you. We took the see you next Tuesday.
Oh, pussy.
Pussy control.
Again, that's another one. I'm desensitized to it. I don't really care.
Well, the panties get moist because of the pussy. And it leaves
oh my
a
gosh.
Smear.
A juicy one at that.
Adjacent, but not on top of the anus.
That is true. Unless they wipe backwards.
All right, Amy, you're the one that came up with this.
Oh my God!
Today,
okay,
so I'm blaming you. But
drunken confession.
Just to throw it, now, there's no words on here that bother me
confess.
At all. There's none down here that bother me at all, so I'll say them all. But all
right, actually, here. From here on down are the ones that I'm like, oh. Like, I'll say them, but I'm like, oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh, my God.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Yeah, ew.
Oof. Becky, look at that word.
All right, ready? Ooh, I just grabbed four.
Whoops.
Up, 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 up. What's the craziest drug you've ever done?
Craziest what?
Drug.
Drug?
Drug. What is the craziest drug you've ever done?
I think the better question for Dave would be, what's the drug you haven't done?
Heroin.
So the craziest drug he has never done is heroin.
Nope.
I've never been one to do any drugs. And, you know, family history of addiction.
But you do,
and stuff.
You, I mean.
I drink.
You,
I'm a drinker.
I have an insanely addictive personality.
Or lollipops.
I do have my creams and my ointments for my feet with the THC in them. And I do eat the lollipops at night to help me sleep. But when it comes to like any kind of thing other than that, the biggest drug I have seriously ever done was I had a procedure done. They gave me fentanyl. And I did my own version of Linda Blair in The Exorcist because I cannot do any kind of painkiller.
Like, did your head spin around or did you puke?
Oh, no. I projectile vomited.
Oh, so like the head spinning around would have been cool.
I might have. It might have happened. I don't really remember.
All she knew is that there was so much vomit, she couldn't tell what was going on.
It's bad, yeah. That's why I do use the creams and stuff for my feet because I can't take any kind of painkillers because I get so ungodly sick. So, next, Amy. I know
the
Amy's
worst?
Done some good stuff.
No, I haven't. I've done some, but nothing.
Nothing.
The worst that I've ever done is shrooms.
Well, I've never done one.
See, so, to me, like I've done a shit ton of LSD.
Yeah, and I would never touch acid.
See, but I'm that way with shrooms because to me, shrooms were less controllable LSD for me.
Oh,
but
see,
then again, I used to make my own.
I think it also depends on the crowd you grew up with. Like the crowd I grew up with,
LSD.
When they did acid, it was ugly and bad.
Oh, see, biochem degree, we used to make our own.
And shrooms was always more of a body buzz.
Yeah,
and...
I'm like, you know, I had an easy bake oven, so I don't know what the hell. How did you make that shit?
Well, you need banana peels.
Okay, let's not get any...
make crack in the microwave.
We're pleading the fifth. We're not giving anybody any ideas out there.
Yeah, no, but...
Oh, my gosh. Mom Amy.
We'll say fuck all day, but we're not trying to get ideas like that.
I did a lot of – so apparently if you do – and this is a – like there's a state law that says if you have done six hits of acid, you are legally insane.
It's not six hits of acid ever. It's six hits of acid at once.
Oh, I thought it was cumulative.
Oh, no.
Oh, you mean people would be like committed?
Oh, dude, I was like, I'm insane
choosing.
In all 50 states cheers. Simultaneously.
There we go.
You're choosing to doing illegal drugs?
Yeah, no, and did a lot of coke back in the day.
See, I've never done that. I've never done it. It scared me too much seeing other people do it. And I was like, yeah, never trying that.
See, that was another reason why I was never into heroin. Like, number one, needles, no.
Yeah, no.
And number two, I was never like, why would I want to do drugs that make me sleepy? Like, no, if I'm going to do drugs, it's because I want to be up. I want to play. Anyway.
Yeah. Right. So I would do shrooms over smoking weed any day because shrooms made me. And I'm talking, this is before husband time. This is before I even met Jeremy.
In the long, long ago.
In the time before the husband.
I would rather do shrooms because they made me hyper. They made me.
You felt
like,
good.
I felt great. I was awake. Smoking weed always was like, to me, was that's why I don't do it because
puts
it's
me
like
to
a
sleep.
Downer.
Yep. Puts me to sleep. That's what I do yeah. for. Steph?
Oh, acid. Hell yeah. Like, that was my absolute favorite. Until I had a bad trip and it wrecked me.
It's the only drug I miss.
Yeah. Like, if I was guaranteed that I wouldn't have one, I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Oh, interesting.
So good.
Yeah. Of all the drugs I used to do, that's the only one I miss.
Yeah. Mine was LSD. It was a really crazy night.
It's a wild and crazy.
I was up for 14 hours.
Oh, not obviously for now, but I have such a, like that's a great time. Like one of those like, hey, what's your craziest night? That could be like an entire episode. Because holy shit, do I have a great story that involves LSD, me, eight guys, cops. And a Denny's.
Him and eight guys in a Denny's bathroom. And the cops
I never said bathroom.
Oh, you could have. You could have, right?
I once got busy in a
bathroom. Myself on that one. That was
all right.
Amazing.
So, what is our
number
10?
Crusty.
Yeah.
crusty. Depends on what you're talking about. I mean, like the crusty.
Yeah,
crab,
it's all in context. Bad,
but... Well, I'm thinking crusty panties. So you know.
Yeah.
Of,
yeah.
Oh, see, and I think of crusty like puke or not
or
puke, crusty like,
the clown.
I think of scabs.
And, yes,
I think of scabs. Scabs are like when people have like really bad psoriasis gets crusty.
Squirt.
Squirt is number 9.
Yep, because I never think of like squirt the soda or squirt.
I think of the soda. When I hear squirt, I think of the soda.
I think of a squirt gun.
Oh, yeah.
And then sometimes I also think about women squirting and how that's,
and
a
that's
lot, just mostly urine and how people are fascinated by it. And
isn't that disgusting?
And I get it, but I don't get it.
Is it mostly urine? I thought it was just mostly kind of like the pre-cum. Same chemical.
We'll talk about this off air.
Educating
Jeremy. Yeah. Number 8 is seepage.
So that just sounds like a post-operation issue.
Yeah. Or,
but also squirt before we get off. Before we get off squirt. Ding. ask your bartender for a hand job. That's Jack Daniels and squirt. Get yourself a Jack and squirt.
Jack and squirt, yeah. Yes. I've heard of that. I've actually heard of that. Jack Number 7, chunky.
Ugh.
Now, I always think of chubby girls when I think of chunky. Amy thinks of, like,
I think
puke.
Of soup.
Amy thinks yeah. of puke.
I think of throw up.
Yeah, I do.
See, this is why we're married.
See, I think of soup.
Yeah. Nope, I think of throw up.
That was chunky. That must have been painful.
Yeah. Oh. And number 6, yeast.
You don't have beer without it.
I know that.
Yeah, but it smells really bad in the bedroom.
See? Bread does?
Okay, well,
wow,
then
no.
Yeast is not the issue. Yeast infection
right.
is the problem
that's
that you have.
That's where we're going with that one.
I don't have the problem. Just, you know, in the past.
In the past. Pre-Amy.
Pre-Amy.
All right, Amy,
no,
we'll let
I'm
you
not
do this one because
no.
this Amy hates this word, too.
Okay, I can say this word, but...
She hates it.
I know I do. I absolutely hate this word, and I'm not going to say it.
Give
titties.
Me.
It's titties. She hates titties.
I love titties.
I know.
Who don't love titties?
Everybody
loves titties. Titties.
Some guys got titties is what I learned when I was a kid.
Okay, let me explain this. And I had to explain this a couple of nights ago to Stephanie and Cass because they were like, how do you hate this word? To me, when somebody says that word, I think of a dirty old man just going... Ooh, titty. Oh.
Well, I think of size like A and B bras, titties, and when you hit the C's
exactly
is when you get your boobs.
Like, what's his name? Quagmire.
But then if somebody
giggity.
Says,
giggity.
But then giggity. Opposite of that, when somebody says boobies, I'm like, what are you, 5? Like,
boobies. So you have right. boobies that are the 5-year-old.
Yeah.
Titties are the old
like
men.
The 90-year-old.
How about tatas?
Boobies.
Knockers.
I like tatas.
Anything else?
Cans?
Yep.
Sweater mate.
Melons.
Where's I? Wait. Here we go.
No,
I
mean, nope. We don't need.
We don't
anymore.
Need it.
No, we do. We
don't need it. To sort
no,
this out.
Go on to the next word.
Dave needs to take this to the
okay,
next level.
And Cass, what's number 4?
Number 4 is queef.
Ew.
What was that?
Queef.
Queef.
Queef. You know what queef is, right?
Yeah.
All right. I didn't want to have to explain
like
it.
Queen Latifah? No, I'm just.
Oh my
wow.
God.
Wow.
Do you need a beer yet?
Do I need? Yeah, I'm going to need one. I'm about halfway through this one. So, all right. Thank you. On that note, all right, Dave, do you have it? All right.
Oh,
Dave's going to play us a little something.
Tugs and orbs and darts and gourds. Elmer Fudds and bouncing Buddhas. Sweater stretchers, lung protectors. Beach umbrellas, frost detectors. Scooby snacks and snake eyes dice. Jello molds and high beam lights.
High beams.
Have you ever just wished you were somewhere else? Because I do.
Well,
right now.
Okay.
I have this. I'm going to have 99 red balloons.
Can you please send that to me? Because
right,
I am loving that.
Now I'm going to have 99 red balloons stuck in my head all night.
Okay, we're done.
Okay.
Thank oh, Stephanie's
stuff.
Putting the hammer down on
video.
This one. All right, so next is
y'all
after
are lucky
queef.
I'm willing to listen to her.
After queef is number 3, which is pustule.
So it seems like a lot of these words just have to do with, like, weird bodily functions.
Right.
That
yes.
people
some
feel
are, some are, some are just
with.
Like, yeah, people just don't, yes.
They were random words that I find very amusing, some of them, that how many people are actually grossed out by them. Because they have a dirty meaning and an actual meaning.
Yes.
Yeah, but pustule only has
pustule
one
only
meaning.
Has one. So
doesn't
does queef.
Make you go, like, ugh.
Oh, Queef only God, has one, too.
Honestly, couple... that's one of those words where I feel like if I said it, like 90% of the people I know would be like, what?
Pustules.
Yeah, they wouldn't know what it is.
When they land it on YouTube.
Also, let's pop that bitch.
I've had to, I've dealt with a lot of like bodily injuries, not of my own, but like other people's. I mean, I've dealt with a lot of really gross shit, so I do not get grossed out by really mostly anything.
Yeah, no, but some of this, most of these are used, you can use them as more than one meaning. But some of them, there's only one meaning.
All right, so
like
what,
the next
we'll do,
one.
What we'll do is we have two left.
Two.
And
two
the second, after we do the last two, oh. Then Stephanie can
real quick
tell us what she thinks is a gross word.
All right. So next one is, and this one can be either or, a discharge.
Yeah.
Don't want to see
that. I don't want to hear that.
Yes.
So why does that word bother you?
Because I don't want to hear it.
Like a medical discharge?
That's why I said you're discharged from a hospital.
Okay.
I get out of the military.
But when I hear discharge, I'm like, between the legs. I don't want to know about your discharge.
Because if you've ever gone to the gynecologist, which I know, Dave, you have not. Well, I don't know. Maybe you have. But anyway, if you go to the gynecologist, they will ask you about your discharge. Just saying.
They do.
Okay.
They ask you if it's like a regular color because it's normal.
The
it's
color,
just like
the
pre-con. It's like a thing.
Color,
that your body
smell,
does.
Texture. Yeah, they get all up in that. Like,
and number one, I personally,
she's like, we're done with that one.
Personally,
my shirt
is your shirt, and personally, I have a lot of people that I know that hates this word.
I love
it
this
does
word.
Not bother me whatsoever.
All right, I would like to hear Kathleen say this in a kind of sexy voice.
All right,
really,
go girl.
Yeah,
I don't think I have a sexy voice.
I don't know. But I feel like you could try.
Really?
All right. Yeah.
All right. Moist.
Which
that was pretty sexy.
Brought us back to phlegm.
No, the phlegm happened before the moist.
No, that was pretty good.
I didn't spit on the microphone.
For a lot of people.
And
not
my shirt, my shirt says moist on it, so that's
it,
why we're
it says it like
that
several times.
It does. It just
offended.
Says moist. And because so many people
right,
hate
snowflake.
That word, and I love that word, so I
honestly, like satchel annoys me more than any of the words on that list.
Yeah, you know, there was a few
satchel,
words on here
like
that I didn't
bag?
That we didn't have on there, like satchel, scrotum,
pamphlet. I hate the word pamphlet.
Why?
I don't know.
It's because it doesn't roll off the tongue very well.
Is it because
like
you spit when you
it's
say
just
it?
It's a pamphlet.
Yeah,
just
you're
a
spitting
word.
Every time you say it.
Just
so
a
I'm
dumb word.
It's that. Mine, you know,
he
like
can spit
I can't
on his
say
own
a few
microphones.
Words. I can't say. I can't say the state that Boston's in.
What? The Wadahadawa?
The state that Boston's in.
Massachusetts.
It is time for another
Massachusetts.
Drunk.
I cannot say it.
Oh,
here. I'm Chuck in the box.
Whoa!
I checked the box.
Now
so,
is that
I'm done.
You
cast your stoner
Massachusetts
box around the room
because the state's too small
I think
to read.
My catch was better than any of the Lions.
I think it has something to do with my. It has to do with my teeth and my tongue.
Oh yeah.
I don't think buck teeth and Massachusetts work well together.
Massachusetts.
I know. I can't say it.
Oh, that's
Massachusetts.
And okay. I have
it's
trouble
cute.
With
it's
the linenums.
Dumbest thing you've ever bought while you're drunk.
Oh shit.
All right. I might have an idea of what this is for you.
I have several.
Okay, but, but Stephanie, what you're up first.
The dumbest thing I've ever bought when I was drunk. Mm-hmm. I've never bought anything dumb when I'm drunk. What I do when I'm drunk is buy the things that I have on my wish list that I won't allow myself to buy when I'm sober because I'm trying to restrain myself. So I go on Amazon and I'm like, fuck that shit. Click, click, click. And it shows up 2 days later. And I'm very happy with my drunken choices.
Some grocery cart's been
cleaned
out.
I want to create an app that makes you breathe into it before it allows you to order from
I've
Amazon.
Said a breathalyzer app for a phone would be
great
the greatest.
Idea.
And oh,
like,
my God.
And
for
they
Amazon
like,
for
Google
me.
Tried it.
Did they?
Oh, Google tried like a little thing that like you had to pass, like you had to trace a pattern and all that shit before you like you could send an email. And,
so
like,
you
and
know I'm, drunk texting your ex.
Oh, yeah.
Thing,
like,
yeah.
They, oh, yeah.
With
they,
me, it's
they
Amazon tried. Purchases.
Yeah. So I'm curious, what would you think mine was?
Probably like the plethora of domain names that you've bought just because.
Oh, Jesus. There are a lot of those.
So many. Like you have told, you're like, I bought this one and this one and this one and this one and this one. Like just variations of one word or two words.
And I probably own about 8,000 domains. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
I'm glad you just told me that, because today I got an email saying that one of my domains was coming up due and I wanted to cancel it. I don't want to renew it.
I own a kajillion of them. I will tell the story on his behalf, because this was freaking phenomenal and this is the best example of the story that I have. Bob, love him though I do.
Was it his Pabst Blue Ribbon?
No, dude, that's a phenomenal purchase.
Oh, he has got the best suit coat ever.
This is even worse.
It's Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Let's get back to
Bob. Bought a goddamn cabin up north. Now, when I say cabin, I mean log cabin. No electricity, no anything. Ooh. Put a $5,000 deposit down on it. When he was drunk as shit, because something came across his Facebook feed,
and he was like, "I gotta get this cabin. We're going to the woods."
And had to fight for like 45 days to get half of it back.
Oh my God. that's way better than the domain name. Yeah. That's a good one
for sure, Jeremy.
Jerbear.
I cannot think of anything.
I can.
Oh.
Is it the boat or the Fiero?
The boat.
I'm sorry. How did I know that, Jerry?
Hey, that boat was awesome. Every time I touch it, though, I lost my job.
Okay, so
never finish it. I made profit off that boat.
I know how much Amy hated that boat.
I bought it from.
He bought a boat at a. We were at a Halloween party. I was dressed as a whore. He was dressed as a pimp.
Right, the hoes and pimps. You know,
the person across the street owned a boat. He wanted to sell. Jeremy was like, sold. Bought the boat. I had this boat in my backyard for like 10 years. Doesn't run. Doesn't go on water.
It's got big hole in it. It's basically just
it
made out of
like
holes.
The SS Minnow, Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, long story short, he ended up selling the boat back to the original owner for more money.
What?
So I have a close call. I have a close call that I will throw in here. So we go to Oktoberfest in Frankenmuth. I've
been there.
Love it.
And there is only one bar that is open after 10 p.m., Goldie's.
Okay.
We are always at Goldie's.
I don't think Cass and I made it.
So
I was busy
for 4 years in a row.
That's the bar. It's all in white and has the patio. Correct?
Yep. Okay. So for 4 years, and the guy wants to sell really, really bad. And he wants to sell it cheap. And so I literally woke up my attorney 4 years in a row. At like 1 o'clock in the morning, going, Greg,
we gotta buy this bar.
Here's what I'm gonna do. I need you to tell me I'm gonna buy a bar. I'm gonna buy a bar in Frankenmuth, and it's Goldie's. And it's beautiful. It's a great place. It's so cheap. And I'm gonna buy a bar. This is what we're gonna do. I'm here with Bob. And Bob and I, we're gonna buy a bar. And we're gonna do the bar. It'd be great. And like literally, and he would let me, this is why I love my lawyer. He would let me ramble for like 15, 20 minutes. And he was like, dude, I'll tell you what. He says the same thing to me for 4 years. He said the same thing to me every year. Call me at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And tell me this is still a good idea. And I'm in. And I'm like, okay. It's fine. I call you. I'm calling you. I'm calling you. I've set an alarm right now on my phone. I'm going to set my alarm. And then I'm going to call you. I'll wake you up. I'll wake you up at 9 o'clock. It's Bob and I. We're going to buy a bar. It's Goldie's. Beautiful.
See, and if I was the lawyer at the other end of that phone call, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to draw up the paperwork.
Yeah.
Contact me at 9 tomorrow.
Oh, no. So year four, year four, like he was like, dude, he's like, Dave, I love you. He's like, but we have this conversation every fucking year. He's like, seriously? He's like, ask him what the P&L is like, not this week. He's like, and more to the point, ask him what the P&L is like without you two assholes this week.
Truth.
Oh my God, that is funny.
All right, Kat, your drunken.
Oh, purchases? That's why I said I need a nap. Because when I get drunk, I go on Amazon, I just start ordering shit. I have a chocolate fountain.
Woo!
Which I've used once.
You gotta put on your wish list when you're drunk.
No, I order this shit. I got a drunken fountain. I had a rowing machine. I have an elliptical, which is really good for hanging my clothes up on it when it's dry.
I have a 2-foot blow-up doll because
Amy has a 2-foot. You're the bitch that sent me the damn link on that one.
All right, let's be real. That's only 18 inches.
Yeah,
that's,
right?
That's 2 feet and guy inches.
Yeah. So, Amy, I tell Amy I want to buy a male blow-up doll. It's a long story.
Monkeys. We have finger monkeys.
Oh, yeah, I bought finger monkeys. They have like a whole lot of your beer, and they talk and they move their head.
They are.
Those are awesome.
Finger monkeys are amazing.
Oh, Amy, you're making this worse because you're adding so much to my list of stuff. I buy so much stupid shit when I'm drunk.
Oh.
It's horrible. So, yeah, so that's what I do. So.
So you just buy rando shit on Amazon?
No, I buy the stupidest shit ever. So anyway, with that said, I think we have had a great night tonight.
Absolutely, we have.
And we're going to call it quits because we have other drinking to do at other places.
We have the White Horse.
The White Horse. Now, the White Horse is a great bar. When we went there, they were playing country. And last week, I actually Rickrolled everybody. So I'm hoping they let me back in.
And oh, find that place entertaining. I try to count the teeth.
To me what Rickrolling
is. Not that many.
Just saying.
How do you not know what Rickrolling is?
Because I'm lame, apparently.
Rickrolled.
Yeah.
Oh, almost,
all right, so here is
almost
the...
bought a building in Toledo because Mike and Meng were dicks and trying to talk me into opening up a studio in downtown
Toledo. See, at least everything
I've
purchased has been under $250.
Yeah.
No,
the rowing machine.
You were there for that.
The rowing machine was $250. That was the most expensive thing I purchased.
No, actually, I don't think I was
not
there.
A building.
Oh, your commute would have sucked.
All right, guys.
Not in Rogue, Toledo.
Are we doing our...
All right, guys, so we are bringing this episode number 20 to an end. That's fine. I'm going to talk over them. Thank you guys for tuning in to Drunken Confessions, broadcasting live from Podcast Detroit. And, of course, it's still being recorded.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be streaming this soon.
Yeah.
Everywhere fine podcasts are sold.
Remember to download the Podcast Detroit app so you can get all the live episodes.
So here's the thing. This is why the app is fun.
Okay.
Because there is shit that happens live that never hits the syndicated content.
Truth.
For example, Charlie the Duff and I drunk as fuck.
True.
Karaoke-ing.
Yes.
That will was, never, that ever go and into syndication.
I can tell you, going to the Kink Ball, depending on how crazy it gets, it may never get... put out there, but if you tune in live,
oh no, I assure you, at the Kink Ball, it's getting put out there.
I mean, a lot of things are going to be put out there. All right, so if you guys want to join us at the Kink Ball, you are more than welcome. Again, September 28th. Google it, search it on Facebook. You can buy tickets at the door.
Jeremy,
or
I promise I won't stare.
Quit touching stuff, Jeremy.
I like touching stuff.
No, I know. What are you doing?
He's all right.
You can email us at mydrunkenconfessions@gmail.com for any of the drunken advice you need in the future.
Or
that you don't need.
And then.
Or that you shouldn't want.
And so tonight I'm just going to go with the cheers.
We're just going to go with the cheers. So, Amy, what all is right. your cheers for tonight?
Woo.
Everybody you guys got your drink? Shots?
No, I got a beer.
Here, you want this shot?
Yeah, hold I wouldn't on. Wait.
All right, take it. Just take it.
No, thank you.
No, just wait, God.
Me. Okay, here we go. Some
I don't
shit.
Know what it is.
Hey, no, I'm going to drink it, not tell you.
Oh my God.
It's toast time, bitches.
All right.
Some ships are wooden ships, but those ships may sink. The best ships are friendships, and to those ships we drink.
Cheers. Woo!
Thank Cheers, you, guys. Bitches. I love all of you at this table.
Salute.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I started drinking before I cheers anybody.
You're good. Happy Wednesday.
Oh, that's nasty.
That should have been on the list. Nasty. I like that word, though.
It's Janet, Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
All right. Well, I'm not.
All right. Well thanks again, guys.
Cinnamon.
We love you. We'll talk to you next week. Be there or be square.
Bye.